b'mariv, and at night time we saw the moon b'mariv on Mariv's side. So to Machlokes, Rashi has two pshatim here. One pshat Rashi says is that in the morning he saw the old moon, and at night he saw the new moon. So on that, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Eide Shekarein. There are four sayedists that can't be true, because we have before there's a period of 24 hours that the moon is not seen. So you can't say you saw the old moon in the morning and then the new moon you saw at night. So that's one pshat Rashi has. Another pshat Rashi says is no, that both ages is going on the new moon. The Edim said on the 30th day in the morning we saw the new moon coming up in Mizrach, and at night we saw the new moon again on Marv. And on that, the Yechonah ben Menuri says it's not possible. The new moon is too small, it doesn't travel so far from Mizrach to Marv in 12 hours. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, Eidei Shekarim, these two Edim are lying. Kishabo Yavna, when these two Edim though came to Yavna, to the Bezdin HaGadol in Yavna, is Kiblon, there they were Makabal the Edim, they said it's alright. So some said the Pshat is that the Edim they said in the morning is true. Either they said they saw it at night, it could be they don't know what they're seeing. Like at night, maybe they saw something, it looked like the new moon, but really it wasn't. So they said, we're Makabal what they're saying, we don't say it's Eidei Shekarim. The Kiblon of Rabbi Gamliel was Makabal these Edim. Like we said, it's possible to say what they said one time is true, and the second one they didn't really see it, they just saw like a cloud that looked like a moon, that's why they said they saw it in the other side. But they're not lying. The yard, another case happened was Bo Shnaim. Two Edim came to Bezdin to say they saw the new moon. The Omru, they said, Re'inu Bizmanai. We saw the new moon on the 30th day. Bizmanai means to Mekadish the 30th day to make it Rosh Chodesh. When it came after the 30th day, the 31st night, we looked in the sky to see the new moon, we didn't see it. The Kibbling of Megamil, Gamliel says, the Edim are still kosher. We believe them. Even though the Churif, they said they saw the new moon on the 29th day by night, so for sure you to see it the 31st. So that's not a kosher yield. Could be there's some reason why we didn't see it the 31st night. Maybe it was cloudy, but they said they saw it last night, we believe them. Rabbi Gamliel, the Kibbutz of Gamliel. Gamliel said these Edim are kosher. Amar Rabbi Deisiv and Hukkanes, he argued and said no. Edei Sheker Hain, these Edim are lying, the fourth Edim. They said they saw the new moon this night. On the 30th, by night, they saw it. So how could that be that tonight, the 31st night, we look and we don't see the new moon? How could that be? If it came out last night, for sure it should be out tonight. Is Heich Meidim Alisha Shiyoda? How could somebody say Edith that an Isha gave birth? Or the Macha Kreisa Ben Shanae, and tomorrow we see she's still pregnant? Or is it Sheker what you're saying? If you said you saw the new moon last night, how could that be that night we don't see the new moon? Like once the new moon came out, it should always be out? How could it be that it is not out? So he said they're Edith Sheker. Rabbi Gamliel, Mastam Ahod, no. That's possible to say that something happened, it got cloudy, we couldn't see so good. But if they said they saw it last night, you have the right to believe them, they saw it last night. Here's the Machlokes of Gamliel and Rabbi Yosi ben Hukkanes. So where it says now, Omer lo Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said back to Rabbi Yosi ben Hukkanes, that Royaniyas of Recha, I like what you're saying, to say that we can't believe these Edim. If the Edim said they saw the new moon last night, and tonight we look up and we don't see it, we don't trust them, we don't make Rosh Chodesh yesterday, the 30th day is not Rosh Chodesh, but rather we have to make the Rosh Chodesh first the 31st day. So it comes out to Machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, what day would be Rosh Chodesh? According to Rabbi Gamliel, if two Edim came and said they saw the new moon last night, the 29th day by night after the night after it, the night going into the 30th day, they saw the new moon. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, we believe them. And Bezdin has the right to make the 30th day Rosh Chodesh. Even though when they look up in the sky the 30th day by night, they don't see the new moon, so what? That's what the Gamliel Shita. We have Deisiv and Hukkanes, and yet Yeshua agrees to him and says, no, in such a case, if we look up the 30th day by night and we don't see the new moon, we have a right to say yesterday's ages are lying, and therefore the 30th day is not Rosh Chodesh, but rather we'll make Rosh Chodesh the 31st day. So let's say this is the Machlokes what happened on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So the Machlokes when Rosh Hashanah comes out, does Rosh Hashanah come out on the 30th day? Or does Rosh Hashanah come out on the 31st day? That's an afkimini also. When does Yom Kippur come out? According to Rabbi Gamliel in this case, Yom Kippur comes out on 10 days after the 30th day. According to Rabbi Gamliel, we make the Kiddush HaChodesh the first day, the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh, so 10 days later is Yom Kippur. According to Rabbi Yeshua, he says, no, you can't believe these first days and they're lying. Therefore, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah is first the 31st day. Therefore, Yom Kippur comes out a day later. So it happened was like this. Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel sent the message back to Yeshua. And so Gamliel heard that Rabbi Yeshua argued on him, that Rabbi Yeshua agreed with Rabbi Daisy ben Hukinis, as if to say he argues on Rabbi Gamliel. So Mepharshim said Rabbi Gamliel was afraid to come out to be Terus and Klai Yisrael. I hold one way, you hold another way, that's not nice. So the Gamliel made a gzeir and said, Gozreni Alechem, I'm making a degree upon you, She'tovoy etzli b'makilcha, I want you to walk to me, holding your staff, over masecha, holding your wallet, v'yom kippur shechalias b'cheshbenecha, on Yom Kippur that comes out according to your cheshben. In other words, a case like this, that the Eidim came on Rosh Hashanah and said they saw the new moon last night, the 29th by night, so the 30th day should be Rosh Hashanah. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, the 30th day is Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur is 10 days later. According to Yeshua, According to Yeshua, the Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah is first the 31st day. So Yom Kippur is the 10th day after that. So it's a different day, Yom Kippur, than according to Rabbi Gamliel. So Gamliel told Yeshua, on your Yom Kippur, I want you to walk to me. As if to say, you're wrong and I'm right. You have to walk to me, be mechal lo yom kippur, and come to me. So, shechalus mechashvenecho, is holach umotzer of Akiva meitzer. So the Akiva was walking, and he found that Rabbi Yeshua was feeling very bad. He was disturbed. Omar lo, he said to him, like, what, he asked him, why are you feeling bad? So Yenzi told him, Rabbi Yeshua told him what happened. That Rabbi Gamliel made a gzeira that on the day that I keep Yom Kippur, I have to walk to him. So the Akiva said, yesh li lilmud, I have a right to learn that Shekol Ma Shoshim Rabbi Gamliel Osei. You should listen to Rabbi Gamliel. Whatever he tells you to do is done. Shenem Ma, the Pesach says, Eila Mayada Yashem, Mikroi Kodesh, Asher Tikru Oysan. That when the Bezdin calls out Rosh Chodesh, that's when Rosh Chodesh is. In other words, Rabbi Gamliel, he was the Yav Bezdin. So even if Rabbi Gamliel is making a mistake, but whenever Bezdin calls out Mekudesh HaChodesh, that's called Rosh Hashanah, that's called Rosh Chodesh. Bein Bezmanoi, Bein Shloi Bezmanoi. Whether they're doing it at the right time or not the right time, whenever Bezdin calls Mekudesh HaChodesh, they have a right to make Rosh Chodesh. Ein liyela moyadas, elu. We only have our Yom Tov and our Rosh Chodesh, what Bezdin says. So Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Yeshua, you have to listen to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Akiva told him, no, Rabbi Gamliel is the Av Bezdin. When he says it's Rosh Hashanah, and the 10th day from that is Yom Kippur, that's Yom Kippur. According to your cheshbon, it's only the 9th day. According to your cheshbon, Yom Kippur is the next day. You have to listen to Rabbi Gamliel and be knowing his Yom Kippur. The Boloi Eitzer Abdei Seben Hukunis. Then Rabbi Yeshua, when he finished with Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua was still feeling bad, he went to ask what he should do by Rabbi Seven Hukunis. Is Omar Loi. So Rabbi Seven Hukunis told back to Yeshua, in Boyanonu Lodin Acha Bezdinoi Shel Rabbi Gamliel. If you want to have any doubts, any questions, if Rabbi Gamliel is doing the right thing or not, you should know, Tzrichanonu Lodin Acha Kol Bezdinu Bezdin She'omad Miyamais Moshe V'yad Achshav. We'll have to go and think into if every Bezdin from Moshe's times until now did the right psak. Like if you don't want to take on to say whatever the Bezdin says is it, is right, if you want to doubt it, then we're going to have a lot of doubts about a lot of Bezdins that took place from Yemei Moshe till now. But you should know, Shenema, the Pesach says like this, what's not like that? That you're not supposed to have any doubts. Whatever the Bezdin says, that's it. So again also, Rabbi Daisa ben Urkin is told to give Yeshua, you should listen to Rabbi Gamliel. And when he says Rosh Yom Kippur is, that's Yom Kippur, and you should go to him, even though according to you, the next day is Yom Kippur. Now, Shenema, the Pesach says like this, Vayal Moshe v'yaroin noda v'yaviyu v'shivim mizikne Yisrael. It says the names of Moshe and Aaron, Nadi v'aviyu, and then when it goes to the 70s of Canaan, it doesn't mention the names. It just says v'shivim mizikne Yisrael. This was the Bezdin. V'lom aloin espashu shemayshon shel zekenim. How come it didn't say the names of all these 70 people that went along to become the Bezdin HaGadol there then? Just like it mentions Moshe v'Aaron Nadav Aviyu, why doesn't it mention the names of the Shivim Zekenim? El Elulame, to come to teach us, She'akol Shloisha u'Shloisha, She'omdu, Anytime you have three people getting together, Bezdin al Yisrael harehu ke Bezdino Shomosha. That as long as you have three people that call themselves a Bezdin, they have a locha like a Bezdin the same way by Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, we have to believe, trust the Bezdin. Any Bezdin that came up from Moshe Rabbeinu's times until now, they had the right to paskin, and what they paskin is right. So we have to believe the Bezdin. So in other words, Rabbi Dyson Hooker is telling Rabbi Yeshua again, you have to listen to Rabbi Gamliel, even though you think maybe he's making a mistake, but since he's the Av Bezdin, he's the Bezdin, you have to listen to him. So that's what happened. Gemara says, Nota Makoloi, so Rabbi Yeshua took his staff, Umaisav took his money with him, the Yoda in his hands, for a whole Achli Yavna, Eitzer Rabbi Gamliel. He went to walk to Yavna, to the Bezdin Agodol, he went to walk Eitzer Rabbi Gamliel. The yom and the day shachal yom kippur lias bechashbonai. In that year again, the two Adim came and they said they saw the new moon last night. And tonight, when we looked out, we did not see the new moon. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Adim are sheker and the Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah is the next day first. So yom kippur is a day later. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, his yom kippur was the 11th of Rabbi Akiva of Rabbi Gamliel. Still, he picked himself up and went to Rabbi Gamliel. Is when he went to Rabbi Gamliel, Omad Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel got up, Vinoshkei Arosha, and he went to kiss him. Rabbi Gamliel kissed Rabbi Yeshua. Omaloi, he told him, Boyu B'Sholom, come in peace. Rebbe B'Talmidei. Like Rabbi Gamliel called Rabbi Yeshua two things. He called him his Rebbe, and also his Talmidei, his Talmud. What does that mean? Rebbe B'Chochma. You're talking my Rebbe, I learned a lot of things from you. So I call you my Rebbe. B'Talmidei, I also call you my Talmud, my student, Shekibal to rest of Arai. Because you're Makaba what I told you. Since I told you to come to me today, you came to me, that's the way a Talmud. The Talmud first listen to his Rebbe, whatever his Rebbe tells him. So just this was the Maisa that Gamliel Badatka wanted Yeshua to come to him, and he had a right to tell him to come to him, and the Mepharshim say was asked the Pshat that they shouldn't come out to be Machlokes in the Klal Yisrael. He wanted to be, there shouldn't be Torah, should be only one Torah. Everybody should do this exact same way. Yeah. Right. Tanya learned like this. Omulhem of Gamliel Chachomim. Gamliel Sabbatei Chachomim. This is back to the first mice in the Mishnah. The first mice in the Mishnah again was Adam came and said they saw the new moon in the morning, B'Mizrach, and at night time they saw the new moon in Marif. So Omulhem of Yechon and Benuri Adi Shekhrein. Yechon and Benuri said they're lying. It can't be that the new moon travels so far. Because Shabon Yavner went to Yavner, Kibbul of Gamliel. The Gamliel in the Avdezin in Yavne, he was Makabal the Edim. So Gemara now explains why was Rav Gamliel Makabal the Edim? Why did he tell to tell him the truth? His time Yomer Gamliel Chachamim Kach Mekablan in the base Abba Avi Abba. This is what I accepted from my father's house that Tomim sometimes Shabbo Barucha or Tomim Shabbo B'Ktzara. Sometimes the new moon travels a long distance. Like it's possible that in the first day that walk in the morning you can see it in Mizrach, and at night time you can see it in Marav. It's possible that it could happen. Sometimes it takes a long path, and sometimes it takes a short path. So even though, like you're saying, most of the time it doesn't happen true, but if the Adim said they saw it, there's no reason to say they're lying. It's possible today it took a long path, and it started in Mizrach and ended up in Marav. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, my time of Devei Rebbe. What's the time of Devei Rebbe? The pasuk says, "Also yoreach lemayadin shemesh yoda mevoyoy." That the yoreach from the moon, we make the yom tovim, and shemesh the sun, yoda mevoyoy. We know how the sun travels. Is shemesh who the yoda mevoyoy? The shemesh, the sun, how it travels, we know. And we have last blot. Like Rashi says, it comes always up in the east and goes down in the west. And in the summer months, it's all on the tzaf on the north side, and in the winter months, it's all on Durham. We know how the moon, the sun travels. But Yereach LaYodim Avoyei. But the moon, we do not know how it travels. Therefore, it's possible to say it did take such a long trip. We don't know how it travels. Therefore, you can't say the Rebbe Sheker. Rebbe Chiya Chazaya L'Siura. Rebbe Chiya once saw the new moon. Rebbe Koyi B'Tzafra D'Yesrim V'Tisha. He saw it, not the new moon, he saw the old moon. He saw the old moon out on the 29th day in the morning. He saw the old moon. Rashi de Chazal Siura Yeshona. He saw the old moon the 29th day in the morning. So what did Rabbi Chiya do? Shokal Kola Piska. He took Rashi Pisas Regovim. He took like pieces of mud. and he threw it at the moon. Omar Leurta, he said like this to the moon, Leurta Bina Lekadushibuch. Tonight, by night, it's possible it could become Rosh Chodesh, that the 30th day should be Rosh Chodesh. So in other words, we want you, old moon, to go away already, in order that by tonight the new moon could come. The Yat Kiyam Tahoch, like when you're still doing here, like what are you still doing here? So the Chiyah wanted that the old moon should go away in order to be able to Mekadesh the new moon. Drasha Liurta Bina Lekadushin, Ugudashecha. Tzrichinonu Lasais Halayla Yomtuf. In such a case, we have to make tonight Rosh Hashanah. Lechasra fell, we want El to be a small chaser, only 29 days. And why Ulayim Aleidim? And even if we don't see the new month tonight, we're going to tell the Eidim to come tomorrow and say Shekin said they saw the new moon. Lay Marinu. In order to make the 30th day Rosh Hashanah, the Afal Pish Leru, even though really they didn't see it, the Fishaya Iber Hachodesh Achodesh Doicheres Yom Kippurim Eitzel Shabbos. Because if it would have been that Rosh Hashanah would be in the 31st day, then it would come out that Shabbos would come out right after Yom Kippur. And we had before Chazal don't want that to happen. It's bad for the Yerukos. It's bad for Mesim. Therefore, Bez in such a case has the right to make Vadavka the Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day. Even though they didn't see the new moon, they have a right to make the new month on the 30th day. But this is all providing they don't see the old month. But if you see the old month, that the old moon, it's not possible to make a Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, like you're telling the old moon, go away to make sure by tonight not to be around, we'll be able to make a Rosh Chodesh tonight. Rosh Hashanah tonight. He says, Zil Ichse, go and cover yourself. Don't stay around here. Like Rashi says, V'yat kiyam tohochom, V'yim te'niris arvis, if you're going to see him tonight, Shub lo yikachu es ha-chodesh. You're not going to be able to make Kiddush ha-chodesh tonight, or for tomorrow. So the Amor and Leah, like we learned before, that Tzorah she'laila v'yoy min ha-chodesh, that the night time has to be from the new chodesh. That means, Shim niris ha-yishon al-yor chov-tes, ein mekachin moch es ha-chodesh. If you saw the old moon, on the 29th and 29th by night, in other words, the beginning of the 30th day by night, you saw the old moon, it's not possible to make the 30th day Rosh Chodesh. Because since you saw part of it, the old moon, it can't be Rosh Chodesh. So that's what he was angry to the moon, and told the moon, make sure you get covered up, that by tonight we should not see you. Omalei Rebbe L'Rebbe Chiyah. Rebbe told Rebbe Chiyah that Zil L'Yayin Toiv, go to Ayin Toiv, go to a different place, V'kitshua L'Yachah, and there go be Mekadosh the new Rosh Chodesh. In other words, here we're seeing the old moon. So if you see the old moon, you can't make Rosh Chodesh. Go to a different place. Maybe there you won't see the old moon. And there you'll be able to make a Rosh Chodesh. V'sholach li simnon, give me a simnon when you do it. Dover melech yisroch ha'vekayim. That should be the simnon to say that you're making Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day. Rashi says, Zil l'yayin toy v'kitshua. Doyikoy, he was very worried. That the people here shouldn't have problems. They shouldn't argue against him. Hey, since everybody saw the old moon today, the Lord's going to ask Tainis, how could you make the Kiddush HaKadosh tomorrow? So in order not to have them arguing against you, go to another place and make Rosh Chodesh there, and we'll be mekabelit to be Rosh Chodesh. Turn around, Tamachas, it once happened, is Kashru Shemayim Biyovin. That the skies got full of clouds. The nearest the Muslavona, and it looked through the clouds that they see a moon. The Yeskim Batishal HaChodesh, on the 29th day of the month. Kisvurim Am Leimer, Rosh Chodesh, everybody saw that's the new moon. The Mela tomorrow, the 30th day, is going to be Rosh Chodesh, like we saw the new moon already. Obikshu Bezdim Lakachoy, Bezdim wanted to make the 30th day tomorrow Rosh Chodesh. Omelem Rabbi Gamliel, but Gamliel said nothing doing. Kach Mekublani Beis Av Ovi Abba. This is what I received from my father's house, like this. Ein chidusha shalavoyna chusa me'eskrim v'tisha yoyim. You cannot see the new moon less than it takes at least 29 days. V'chatin half of a day. O'shnei shlisho and 2/3 of an hour. V'yayin gimel chalokin. And 73 chalik of the hour. That's how much, that's how long it'll take from one moon to the next moon. So maybe it's not possible to see the new moon at the beginning of the 29th day. The old moon is still around. The new moon first starts 29 days and a half and 2/3 of an hour later first. So therefore it can't be that you saw the new moon the 29th day. But rather, ben no, what you saw
through the clouds was not the real moon. He just must have just saw something bright that looked like a nuclear, looked like the moon, but really for sure was not the moon. Therefore, tomorrow should not be Rosh Chodesh. Now, what he did to prove the point to say it's not Rosh Chodesh was V'yosei Meisi Moshe Ben Zaza. That day, the mother Ben Zaza died. The Hespidu Rabbi Gamliel Hesped Gadol, and Rabbi Gamliel gave a big Hesped for her. Took a half a day. Loi Mivnei Shiru Lakach. Not because really she deserved to have such a big Hesped. Just to prove the point, to make sure people should know, today, the 30th day, is not Rosh Chodesh. Because halacha is on Rosh Chodesh, you're not supposed to say a Hesped. So since he went to say such a long Hesped, everybody knew today is not Rosh Chodesh. Even though the people all saw the new moon yesterday, but what he meant to tell them, since it was cloudy yesterday, or better still, since it was the 29th day, it can't be that you saw the new moon. That for sure was not the new moon. It was maybe the old moon, or Stam, you saw something through it, but not the new moon. By the Holach Rebbe Kiva Motzumetzer, Rebbe Kiva was going, and he found Rebbe Yeshua to be very worried. He boiled who? Me Metzer, who was worried? Rebbe Kiva Metzer, was Rebbe Kiva worried for Rebbe Yeshua? Or Rebbe Yeshua Metzer, Rebbe Yeshua was worried about himself? Toshima, the Tanya was not like this. Holach Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Kiva was going, Umotzul Rebbe Yeshua Keshumetzer. He found Rebbe Yeshua to be very worried. He was worried, Rebbe Yeshua, because here, according to his Cheshbon, today is Yom Kippur. And Rebbe Gamliel is telling me now that even though for my Cheshbon is Yom Kippur, I have to walk to him with my stick, with my money, because according to Rebbe Gamliel's Cheshbon, yesterday was Yom Kippur, not today. So Rebbe Yeshua felt very bad. How is it going to be Mechalel Yom Kippur? Is Omaloi, so Rebbe Kiva said back to him, Nifnei Marato Meitzer, why are you feeling so bad, Rebbe Yeshua? Omaloi Akiva. Royuloi Sheyipo Lemito Yud Beis Chodesh. Yet Yeshua told Rebbe Kiva, you know how bad I feel. You know how bad. That as Kedai, I should rather be in bed for 12 months. V'yayigzer olav gzeirazu. And you should not have such a bad gzeira. Kedai to be in bed 12 months, a year, than rather somebody tells you on Yom Kippur that you owe the Yom HaKodesh, you have to go to somebody carrying your stick and carrying your money. You have to be Mechal Yom Kippur. It's Kedai to be in bed for 12 months. Omalei, so Rabbi Kiva answered back, Rabbi Tarsheni, let me please tell you something. Shilamaratoni that I learned. I taught you. Omalei, Emor, go tell me. Rabbi Shua said, yes, you can tell me. Omalei, Rabbi Kiva said to him, Hareyuayma, the Pasuk says, Atem, Gimel Pomin. It says, by Kiddush HaChodesh. It says, the Lashon is, Ashatikru Oysam. Oisem Elohim Radi Miradi Ashitiku Oisem Ati Oisem says Atem three times there. So Idashin Atem means Afilu Shoygin. Even if Bezdin makes a mistake, there is Shoygin when they say Kiddush HaChodesh, still it's Chad Rosh Chodesh. Atem Afilu Mezidin. Even if on purpose they make the wrong day, like they know, like we had before, even if Adim come and say they saw the new moon, the 29th by night, so the 30th day should be Rosh Chodesh, they have a right to push it off another day. And Atem Afilu Mutam, even if they made a mistake. They made a mistake in the Cheshbon, they thought the wrong way, but still, that when Bezdin says it, that's what makes Rosh Chodesh. It's totally in Bezdin, and not totally in the Metzius when the real moon came out. And Rashi says, Atem, Shlesh Zman Im Tziv, Asher Tikru Oysam, Apashe Shor HaKevis, V'Kori Bei Tikru Oysam. So Dashen Shoygi means, Me'aleyam Kisvurim Shuroyu L'Saber V'Toyim, that they think you're supposed to make an extra day, and they made a mistake. Mutoyim Ayde Yedi Sheker. Or else Adim told them they saw the new moon last night, and really they did not see it. Still, if Bezdin says today's Rosh Chodesh, that has the loch of Rosh Chodesh. So, Omaloi. The Loshin has then, this Loshin, Omaloi, Rabbi Yeshua said back, Akiva, Nicham Toni. You appeased me, you make me feel good. Like now I know I'm doing the right thing when tomorrow, or whatever it is, I'm going to have to walk to Rabbi Gamliel on my Yom Kippur. Then Yeshua went to Rabbi Dosan ben Hukinis. Ask him what he should do. Turn Rabbonim. Loma learned so he answered back, since it doesn't say the names of the Shemaisim, of the Bezdin, of the Shimon Zakenim, every Bezdin you have to trust. Turn Rabbonim. Loma learned Spasel Shemaisim Shel Zakenim. How come the 7th Zakenim doesn't say their names? Halalu. Shalayim, a person should not say, Odem Ploini Kemosha, Viaran Ploini Kenoda Viaviu, Ploini Kielda the Maiden. Now, people shouldn't say he knows Roy to be a Bezdin. Only somebody, it's almost like Moshe V'Yaron. They could be a Bezdin. V'yayim, the Pasuk says, V'yayim Shmuel Olam, Hashem Asher Oseh Moshe V'Yaron. The Yom Reposik says, Vayishlach Hashem, as Yerubal, Vyas Bodon, Vyas Yiftach, Vyas Shmuel. Now Yerubal, who is that? That's a Gidon. Why was he called Yerubal? She'osam Arivayim HaBal. He made fights with the Baal, with the Geshtu, with the idols. Bedon, Zeh Shimshon. He was really called Shimshon. Why was the name called Bedon? Ki'osim Midon. He came from Shei Bedon. Yiftach Kimashmo. Yiftach was Yiftach. The Yom of the Pesach says, Moshe v'Yaron v'Kahanov u'Shmuel v'Kerev Shmoy. That means, Shokel HaKosev Shloisha Kala Yelam Kishloisha Chamura Yelam.